Well, hello guys. Now here's a bit of local news around the area I'm in, which is Brighton, UK, South Coast. And today is the Brighton Marathon. It's where people can sign up and do a 10K run, which in my book I think is about just over 6 miles. So it's not a very long one. That's what she said in the back of the car at night. Of course, it's not a straight run. It's all over the place, and here is the map. And of course, they've got to kind of backtrack on themselves just to make the distance. Of course, in other countries like Canada or America, they could do a straight run. But in the UK, they kind of run out of land. But anybody can take part. But even in this kind of small event, the media has to push the narrative. What I mean is, what do you think this would attract? Males or femmes? Or you think they'd be about 50-50 sort of thing? Well, of course, the local news has taken pictures and put them online to represent the Brighton Marathon. And out of all the pictures they put on, something like about 40, 50 or so, 75 to 80% of them are femmes. Only 20 to 25% are males. Of course, maybe there are more femmes in it, because let's face it, they'd be running along and getting cheered and getting looked at and getting attention. But are these pictures really a true representation? Because they do it in everything. I mean, if there's something like a bank holiday or a special occasion, and all the pictures of downtown people enjoying themselves are femmes, generally speaking, in the paper, not males. It's almost as if they're trying to delete males from society, as if they don't really exist. Now, if you take a look at this picture here and you zoom in and count a few, you'll get a lot more males there than femmes. Let's face it, males are the more sporty type, aren't they? I'll put a link to the news item. It's not much of one, just pictures, I think. And of course, it doesn't matter who's won or how fast they do it, just as long as they complete it. I mean, if it did matter that, the males would win, of course.
You can't say that.
What? The truth? Take a look at transgenders in femon sports. Who wins? And that's just a guy with a wig. I've never done this thing myself. I know a few people who have. Because I've never seen a happy face on a jogger. Have you? Now, if they dotted it sort of thing with pub stops and a few beers each place, yeah, see who could make it, that would be more fun. But aren't you guys tired of the femmes being overrepresented in all the media? Guys have done something 6 trillion times, and a femme does it once, and it's news. Well, I don't mind they pretend we don't exist. Keeps them out of our hair. But don't ever forget, guys, that males are the movers, the shakers, the doers. They're the ones keeping the lights on. And even though femmes are free of the patriarchy now, there's still only show and tell. Many years ago, when I was a younger man...
Oh, now, here we go again.
What?
You're always talking when you were younger.
That's because that's when everything happened. I'm an old fart now. I don't do much of anything.
Yeah, that's true. Get on with it.
We used to do what they called a one-legged pub crawl. Your friends kind of all paired up sort of thing. Then you stand beside each other and you tie one of your legs, sort of make it as one with a scarf. Kind of making you two people a three-legged person. And even without having a few drinks, it was hard to walk. And you went to one pub and then the next pub and the next pub to see how far you could get before you both fell over and couldn't get up. Of course, you had other friends as well the same way to see who made it the furthest. Of course, thinking back on it, it's kind of a dumb thing to do, really. But it was fun. You take it easy, fellas.
Yeah, that does sound a very stupid thing to do.
Well, it would do to you because you don't know what fun is. Or a sense of humour.
Yes, I do. There was one time when I put makeup on the wrong way round.
Shut up!